With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted to be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening. Thanks for joining me. The season of Advent marks the beginning of a new liturgical year and ushers in a time of mystery, expectation, and preparation in the four-week period leading to Christmas. On today's program, we'll listen to music that embraces all of those aspects of the season, with pieces by William Byrd, Alan Bullard, Martin Shaw, Andrew Carter, and others. We'll begin with a hymn that in many Advent traditions opens a service of Advent lessons and carols. "Come, Thou Redeemer of the Earth" is sung to a melody by Michael Pretorius, here harmonized by George Woodward, with a descant by John Scott. The Cathedral Choir from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, is led by Frederick Teardo. Charles Kennedy plays the organ.
Oh.
The choir of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, sang two pieces. We just heard "In So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come" by Paul Mons, and they began the program with the hymn "Come, Thou Redeemer of the Earth." Frederick Teardo conducted, and Charles Kennedy accompanied. Another of the great traditional hymns for Advent is Charles Wesley's text, "Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus." We'll hear it in a wonderful original setting for choir by English composer Alan Bullard, a student of Herbert Howells. It's taken from a larger cantata by Dr. Bullard, built around the O antiphons. The hymn will be preceded by the antiphon, "O Adonai," performed here by the Chapel Choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, directed by Sarah MacDonald. Timothy Parsons plays the organ. "Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus," taken from an Advent cantata by Alan Bullard titled "O Come, Emmanuel." It was preceded by the O antiphon, "O Adonai." Sarah MacDonald led the chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge. An African-American spiritual, "Keep Your Lamps," has been arranged by Andre Thomas in our next selection, performed by the Massed Choirs of St. Olaf College. Anton Armstrong leads the choirs in this live recording from the 2017 St. Olaf Christmas Festival.
Thank you.
Keep Your Lamps, as arranged by Andre Thomas and performed by the Massed Choirs of St. Olaf College. Anton Armstrong conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, gained significant notoriety several years ago for the unexpected popularity of their recordings of chant and other music that's part of their daily cycle of prayer throughout the year. From the disc Advent at Ephesus, we'll hear them sing the chant Rorate Caeli, Drop Down Dew from the Heavens, taken from the book of Isaiah.
She leads us.
The 5th century plain chant Rorate Caeli was sung by the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, who reside in community in rural Missouri. More music based on plain chant is coming up, but set in the musical language of post-Victorian England. The liturgical improvisation number 2 by George Oldroyd weaves the chant for Advent Vespers, Creator of the Stars of Night, with this serene musical setting, which was part of a set of 3 pieces he wrote in 1938. Jonathan Ryan plays the organ of the Cathedral of St. John Birchman's in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Thank you.
Jonathan Ryan played the second of three liturgical improvisations by George Oldroyd, this one based on the Advent chant, Creator of the Stars of Night. He performed on the organ of the Cathedral of St. John Birchman's in Shreveport. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From a brand new disc from the Choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, we'll hear the plain chant version of Creator of the Stars of Night, on which the previous organ piece was based. James Vivian directs. Choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor, sang the chant, Creator of the Stars of Night. James Vivian directed. Coming up, we'll hear them sing again in a motet by the preeminent composer of the English Renaissance, William Byrd. Vigilate is based on verses from the 13th chapter of Mark. Keep watch, for you do not know when the Lord of the house will come. James Vivian leads the Choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor.
Thank you.
Vigilate by William Byrd was sung by the choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor. James Vivian conducted. A hymn with tune by Martin Shaw is next, as we listen to the choir of Wellington Cathedral from New Zealand sing Hills of the North Rejoice. Andrew Cantrell conducts and James Taylor plays the organ. The choir of Wellington Cathedral sang the hymn Hills of the North Rejoice. Andrew Cantrell conducted. Felix Mendelssohn's Second Symphony is, in fact, a choral symphony, the Hymn of Praise, or Lobgesang, which premiered in 1840. The fifth movement is a duet for sopranos with choir and sets verses from Psalm 40. I Waited for the Lord is sung by the choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral. Solo trebles are Samuel Rathbone and Alec Pichon. James Thomas directs with Scott Farrell accompanying. I Waited for the Lord from the Lobegesang by Felix Mendelssohn. The treble duet was sung by Samuel Rathbone and Alec Pichon, joined by the choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral, all conducted by James Thomas. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Probably the most familiar plain chant associated with Advent and Christmas is one whose origins are somewhat unclear. Veni, Veni, Emmanuel is a setting of the O Antiphons, a series of Vespers chants marking the 7 days leading to Christmas, but sung now throughout the season of Advent. The 16 are led by Harry Christophers.
Thank you.
John Scott played the Toccata on Veni Emmanuel by Andrew Carter on the Great Organ of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Earlier, we heard the entire chant sung by the 16, led by Harry Christophers. If Veni Emmanuel is arguably the best-known Advent Christmas plain chant, certainly near or at the top of many people's list of favorite Advent hymns is Charles Wesley's dramatic text, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, set to the tune Helmsley. We'll hear it in a brilliant arrangement by John Rutter, who leads the Cambridge Singers with organist John Scott and the City of London Sinfonia Brass. Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, as arranged by John Rutter, who led the Cambridge Singers in that recording. Organist John Scott and the City of London Sinfonia Brass accompanied. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to begin the Advent season and a new liturgical year. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.